All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and this time,
yes,
we're going to be all about the CFL.
Yes, sir.
Week 17, the Continental Football League.
Yeah.
Week 17. It was a wild one.
Absolutely.
We're going to break it down game by game, all the crazy scores, standout player stats, some expert analysis.
We got it all.
It's all here.
We have got it all. Buckle up. It's going to be a fun one.
Let's jump right in. First up, Brooklyn Brawlers versus the Atlantic City Aces. What happened there?
Well, you know, this was a game that went right down to the wire. A real nail biter, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
And the Brawlers managed to escape with a victory, 33-27.
Wow.
But they made it hard on themselves. They actually gave up two pick sixes in this game.
Oh, that's rough.
Two interceptions, return for touchdowns. Usually that's a recipe for disaster. But somehow they pulled it out.
They got lucky there.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we head down to Florida, where the Miami Talons hosted the Fargo Sodbusters. This was a big one for playoff standings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This was a key matchup. Both these teams are vying for those playoff spots, and the Talons came out on top. 20-13 was your final. So a big win for Miami solidifies their standing.
Yeah, Fargo's going to have to, you know, regroup after that
yeah.
one and make some changes. Moving out west, we had the Las Vegas Rounders and the Tucson Toros.
Yeah.
What a crazy game.
Oh, this one wasn't even close. This was a beatdown. 37-6. Las Vegas completely dominated. The Toros just had no answer for them. And, you know, that scoreline really tells you the kind of season that Las Vegas is having. I mean, they are looking like a real contender.
Serious contender.
For the championship.
Yeah, Toros, that's got to sting a little bit. We'll see if they can bounce back. Now let's head to the Midwest for the Detroit Vampires hosting the Iowa City Argonauts.
Yeah!
This one was a defensive battle, right?
It was. The Vampires, known for their defense, and they really showed up in this one. They held the Argonauts to a measly 6 points, a 14-6 victory for Detroit. And, you know, that really just emphasizes how tough they are to score on. You don't want to see them on your schedule.
Argonauts got their work cut out for them.
All right. Down south, we had the Shreveport Pride hosting the Tennessee Militia.
Yeah, this one... it was closer than the final score might indicate. The Militia, they put up a fight. They made it interesting. But Shreveport's experience, their depth, it ultimately proved to be the difference. 27-13, Shreveport gets the W.
They're looking good. Up north, the Alaska Kodiaks facing off against the Oregon Bandits.
Yes.
This one was a battle.
Oh, both teams, you know, desperate for that win, trying to make a move in the standings. And it was the Kodiaks that pulled it out. 20-13, really a significant win for them because the Bandits are a tough team to beat no matter where you play them. And so for the Kodiaks to come out on top there, it really shows you that they're a force to be reckoned with. They might be a sleeper pick come playoff time.
Oh, I like it. I like it. All right, back to the Midwest. St. Louis Silverbacks hosting the Baltimore Bombers. Yeah, this one was all Silverbacks. 31-13, a decisive victory for St. Louis. And they showed they could do it all. Running game was working. Passing game was working. Baltimore just couldn't contain them. And so, you know, a well-deserved win for the Silverbacks.
Yeah, when your offense is clicking like that, tough to stop. All right, yeah. Last game of the week. We're in the heartland. Kansas City Storm taking on the Ohio Aviators. And,
oh, boy.
This was...
hold on to your hats.
A wild one.
Yeah, the Storm put on an absolute clinic, an offensive explosion, 47 points. I mean, the Aviators just couldn't keep up.
47, that's unheard of.
It's a statement. 47-14, the final score there. And the Storm, I mean, they're sending a message to the entire league.
Well, yeah, they're saying watch out.
Yeah.
So there you have it. All eight games
All 8
of CFL Week 17. Some big surprises, some crazy performances, and some teams are really starting to solidify themselves as we head into the playoffs.
It is getting interesting. The playoff picture is really starting to come into focus after this week. Some teams, you know, they punched their ticket. They solidified their position. Others, they're on the bubble now. They got some work to do. So it's going to be an exciting finish to the season, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so.
Where do we want to go next?
Let's dive into some of the standout performances. Some of these guys, man, they were on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Who really impressed you this week?
Well, you got to start with the running backs, right? I mean, John Shannon for the Detroit Vampires.
Yeah.
He had a monster game against Iowa City.
He did.
146 rushing yards.
Wow.
Consistently breaking tackles, just wearing down that Argonauts defense.
You know, 146 yards, that's impressive in any game. But I'm really curious, How did he get those yards? You know, was he favoring one side of the field? Was he breaking through certain formations? Those little details, I think that's where you really see a player's skill and their ability to exploit weaknesses.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the box score and you see 146 yards, but it's the how, right? It's how they got there.
Yeah.
And that's where you really see the brilliance of some of these players. And speaking of brilliance, staying with the Vampires, can't forget about Norm Sampson on that D-line.
Oh, he was a beast.
Three sacks in this game.
Three sacks.
Putting constant pressure on the quarterback. You know, I mean, that kind of pass rush, that can change a game.
Oh, absolutely. It disrupts the offense, leads to turnovers. It's a nightmare for the other team. Three sacks, that's a huge contribution to that victory.
Huge. All right, let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about offense. That Kansas City game?
Oh, yeah.
47 points. Clay Rowan, the quarterback, I mean, he was dealing...
He was in the zone.
37 completions on 59 attempts, 5 touchdowns. That's a video game stat line.
Yeah, those numbers are amazing. But I want to know more than just the numbers. Was there a particular play or a series where you just saw his talent, his decision-making, his ability to read the defense, find the open receiver? You know, like what was the moment that stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, you got to go beyond the box score. You got to look at the film and see, okay, what was the down and distance? What was the field position? What kind of pressure was he facing? You put it all together, and that's where you really see the story of that performance.
Yeah, the story behind the numbers. Exactly. And speaking of stories, we got to talk about Fernando Strahan, Miami Talon's MVP. I'm still trying to figure out how an offensive tackle wins MVP.
It's not your typical MVP, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you usually think quarterback, running back.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's those unsung heroes.
Yeah.
The guys in the trenches, the guys doing the dirty work that make a huge difference.
So what did he do? What made Strahan so special?
Well, you know, I think we got to dig into the film on this one. Did he open up huge holes for the running backs? Was he shutting down the other team's best pass rusher, giving his quarterback all day to throw? I mean, somewhere in that film, there's got to be a masterclass in offensive line play.
Yeah, every position matters. And sometimes the guys you don't hear about, they're the ones making the biggest impact.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to mention a couple other guys that really caught my eye this week. Richie Staunch. Detroit Vampires, 6 catches, 66 yards, a touchdown. That's a solid performance.
Oh, yeah. He was Mr. Reliable for them in this one. Moving the chains, making tough catches, a real asset for that offense.
And how about Gustavo Benton? Shreveport Pride, he had a breakout game.
Yeah.
105 receiving yards and a touchdown. Just torched the Tennessee secondary.
That's what I love about this league. You never know who's going to step up. You know, one week a guy's under the radar. Next week he's the star of the show. That's the beauty of it.
You've got to be ready.
You got to be ready.
And as we head into the playoffs,
oh, yeah.
These kinds of performances, they could be the difference between going home and making a run at the championship.
Yeah, that was weird.
So, it's all right. We've looked at the scores, the individual performances, but now... The big question. Playoffs are coming up. Who's looking good? Who's in trouble?
Yeah. The million-dollar question right there. I got to say, based on Week 17, Las Vegas Rounders, they are the team to beat. I mean, they have been dominant all season long. And that win against Tucson, 37-6, that just shows you they got it all. Offense, defense, they're scary.
Yeah. Rounders are definitely the front runners. But, you know, I wouldn't sleep on Kansas City. 47 points against Ohio. Clay Rowan is playing lights out. They can put up points with anybody.
Oh, yeah. The Storm, they're dangerous, no doubt. But for them, it comes down to defense, you know? Can they get those stops when they need them? Can they shut down the other team's offense? That's what's going to determine how far they go.
That's a good point. Yeah. You know, offense might win games, but defense wins championships. So who else is catching your eye? Any other potential contenders out there?
You know, I'm really intrigued by the Detroit Vampires. They got that elite defense, and if their offense can find some consistency, watch out. John Shannon, he showed what he can do in Week 17. If they can get that run game going, they can make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah. The Vampires are a tough matchup for anybody. They can grind it out, control the clock, and then, bam, their defense makes a play. And what about Miami? They've been kind of flying under the radar, but they've been putting together a solid season.
The Talons, they're well-coached, they're balanced, and they know how to win. Plus, you gotta love Fernando Strahan. I mean, the guy's an offensive tackle, and he's winning MVP awards. That tells you something about this team.
That was a crazy performance. You never know who's gonna be the hero in the CFL.
Yeah.
All right, so let's flip the script. Who's in trouble? Who needs to make some changes if they want to make the playoffs?
Well, Tucson, they gotta figure things out. Their offense is sputtering. Their defense is leaky. And Baltimore, they've been inconsistent all year. Flashes of brilliance, but not enough to string together wins.
Yeah. Toros, they need to find a way to score points.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, they got to find some consistency. It's a long shot, but it's not impossible. They still got time to turn it around.
It's the CFL. Anything can happen.
That's right. So as we wrap up this deep dive on week 17, I think it's clear the playoff picture is getting clearer, but there's still a lot of football left to play.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, folks, because it's going to be a wild ride to the finish line.
That's it for this week's deep dive. We'll be back next week to break down all the action and see how the playoff race is shaping up. Until then, keep digging, keep exploring, and keep learning.